You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump wants U.S. carmakers to build those vehicles here in the U.S. U.S. carmakers want him to ease up on stiff emissions regulations. That's the framework for the president's visit with auto leaders today in Ypsilanti, coming right on the heels of Ford's announcement that its luxury Lincoln unit will start building an SUV in China. Theo Leggett is a global business reporter for the BBC, which is Stateside's partner, and with us now. Theo, I know that nobody builds cars in China without a Chinese partner. Who's Ford's partner in this venture?
It's a company called Changang, Cynthia. And as you say, yeah, any foreign company which wants to do business in a big way in China has to have a local partner. This is the one that Ford has chosen.
Is Ford building a new plant for this or using an existing one?
It's planning to build a new production line. And what's going on here is that there are very few markets in the world where car sales can be guaranteed to grow for a long period of time. If you look at the US market, companies sell a lot of cars, but it's mainly to people who've already got them. You know, you buy a car when your old one's worn out. There aren't many places where you can have a big market where lots of new buyers are coming in. But that is the case with China. People are getting richer. They want new cars. And there's a growing segment of the population who want upmarket luxury cars, and that's where Lincoln comes in. It's seen as an upmarket brand that's well established in the world.
And certainly it seems Chinese customers like Lincoln because sales jumped, what, like nearly 180% last year?
Yeah, this is something a lot of the automakers have been saying, that sales in China have been taking off. And in Lincoln's case, I think they sold 330,000 cars last year, which was nearly triple the previous year's figure. And this is because of the kind of car maker that Lincoln is seen as. Yes, in the United States, its reputation might have gone downhill in the past few years. They're seen as airport taxis to a certain extent. But in China, it's a long-established American mark, and that's what people want. In China, you get buyers who are backseat drivers. They're people who want a luxury car that somebody else drives, and they sit in the front looking grand. And that's the kind of market that Lincoln is able to tap into.
And we should recall that any cars imported into China are hit with a very steep tariff, aren't they?
They are, and that's one of the reasons why Ford wants to produce them locally. If you look at what's happening, at the moment Ford brings in Lincolns from the United States and it sells them. It's going to carry on doing that. But because the market in China is growing so quickly, it needs to be able to build them locally. Those cars will then also be able to avoid the import tariffs, and that's very, very important. But we should be very clear about what's going on here. Ford is not moving production from the United States to China. It's building cars in China for the local market.
That's right. We're not going to see those SUVs here in the U.S.
No, this is a car which we understand will be developed exclusively for the Chinese market. And that's because the Chinese market is, as I said, a bit different from some other markets. You know, if upmarket cars are sold in China, they're sold to the kind of person who sits in the back seat. Chinese buyers want particular things. I've discussed this with motor industry chief executives at the various car shows. And it is something they're all trying to do. Look at what the Chinese buyer wants and accommodate them. So it means building a different kind of product rather than simply importing what you'd sell in America.
It's left to be seen whether this move of Ford's will draw any fire from President Trump. We have seen that he's not afraid to unleash his Twitter on companies that he feels aren't putting America first.
No, absolutely. I mean, we saw that with Ford late last year, didn't we, where there was a lot of publicity over Ford deciding it wasn't going to move any Lincoln production to a plant in Mexico. And Donald Trump has made it very clear that he will not want to see any production moving out of the United States if it's for U.S. consumption. I'm not convinced you would have the same issues with Ford building cars in China for the Chinese market, because ultimately that is something that doesn't cost American jobs and does get an American company higher revenues, so is ultimately of benefit to a U.S. company. So I'm not convinced that this move will actually attract the ire of the White House, but you never know.
You don't. And, of course, as we know, President Trump has been very forceful in accusing China of manipulating its exchange rate to get an unfair advantage in trade and to steal American jobs. And the BBC has learned there will be soon an interesting meeting at the president's Florida resort.
Yes, indeed. We understand that Xi Jinping is going to meet with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. We don't know when this is going to happen, but I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that meeting because, as you say, President Trump has made his views on China very clear. He sees the country as a currency manipulator, keeping its currency undervalued, that it overproduces products like steel and other things, dumps cheap exports onto US and other international markets, and gains unfair advantages. And the trade representative nominee, Robert Lighthizer, has taken up this belligerent tone. So, you know, it seems that Beijing is seen as one of the bad guys by the White House. And perhaps Beijing is getting a little bit worried about this because there is a lot of trade done between China and the United States, and they won't want to see a full-blown trade war out of this.
What's your best guess as to what President Xi's stance will be once he comes to Florida and sits down across the table from Donald Trump?
Well, I would imagine he'll remind President Trump that American companies do a lot of business in China, Ford among others, and that if there were to be a full-blown trade war, perhaps those companies could suffer. Now, China won't want to take action against American firms doing business in China because U.S. companies, as we mentioned earlier, work in partnership with local businesses. In Ford's case, it's Changan. They benefit from the popularity of upmarket foreign brands, so it helps their sales, so they could lose out. But on the other hand, you do have companies where in the world, Europe, the rest of Asia, who might be willing to come in and take up the slack. So China will be reminding the United States that this is trade that works both ways, that American firms can benefit from a good trading relationship with China, and not to go too far on the rhetoric.
Theo Leggett, global business reporter with our partner, the BBC. Theo, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure, Cynthia.